turmoil in Tehran. Iranian riot police confronting supporters of the defeated presidential candidate. Mir Hossein Mousavi had officially been beaten in the election. His supporters were about to be beaten by police batons. Iran has rarely seen anything like it. The government says President Ahmadinejad won almost two-thirds of the votes cast, a landslide. There was disbelief at his margin of victory. It was totally unexpected. Mr. Mousavi, a moderate former prime minister, was tranced. He said the vote was rigged, warned of tyranny, and said he would not surrender. Mr. Ahmadinejad's supporters celebrated. The government then banned any more demonstrations. The opposition defied that, warning that riots would follow a stolen election. They still have no proof of fraud, but today their fury erupted on the streets.
These people keep chanting that the election has been stolen from Mousavi, and they keep warning us that simply by being here, they and we are likely to be arrested by the police.
Go to the left.
A minute later, they charged, hitting the crowd and us with batons, arresting many. We were briefly detained.
What have the police done here so far?
Beat us, just nothing else than beat us.
An hour later, they were back, women in traditional robes joining men in protest.
This election in Iran is a big liar of century.
The protests continue. The police are just down there, and we are expecting another baton charge.
And yet again, the police moved in. No Iranian election has ended in such violence. Death to the dictator, they cried, a chant unthinkable even weeks ago. Police clubbed the demonstrators. They ran, and we ran with them. The injured, and there have been many, were helped away. The beatings on the street continued. Iran's authorities tolerated opposition rallies for days, but today saw the crackdown. They've warned they will crush any attempt at an uprising. They are determined that President Ahmadinejad's apparent crushing victory will stand. But something has changed here. These scenes will not be forgotten by protesters or by their hardline re-elected president. Bill Neely, ITV News, Tehran.